to sight.
Spend the day with sight.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Science Thursday Live.
Radio Science Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Listeners, loving Sairam and greetings from Prashant Nilayam Ashram, the spiritual capital of the universe. You are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you Swami's teachings and message through various radio programs. Good morning and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live, coming to you from Radio Sai Studios. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. At the very outset, dear listeners, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, the voice and the listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony. Well, today is 3rd of July and the time right now in our studio is 10 minutes past 11 a.m. and it's a fine and pleasant day here in the ashram. Well, the weather forecast says that the maximum temperature for today will be 37 degrees Celsius and the minimum is 25 degrees Celsius. Well, dear listeners, in today's segment of Service Love in Action, which will go on till 12:30 p.m., that is for about 1 hour, 20 minutes from now, I'll be playing for you a few audio documentaries on different seva activities from India and across the world. But before that, let's listen to a beautiful song from the Sai Blossom product, Prema Pravaham.
బహువిధములైన లౌకిక పథములు మనకు చూపెదరయ్యా తల్లి తండ్రి ఆత్మవిద్యను గరుప గురువుకే సాధ్యము మనకు దొరికెనయ్యా విశ్వగురువు విశ్వగురువు స్వరూప
అజ్ఞాన తిమిరములను హరించే ప్రజ్ఞా స్వరూప
గురు బ్రహ్మ నీవే పరం జ్యోతి నీవే
పాదని సాయిర పదని పదమ మగరి గలాపమాగ సరి గపమాగరి గపద సరిర పదనాది
అవతరించి దివి ప్రతిభాసుడై అవిద్యను తొలగించగా
ఆత్మజ్యోతిని వెలుగక చేసి ఆనందము కలిగించగా
ఆత్మజ్యోతిని వెలుగక చేసి ఆనందము కలిగించగా
మానస భజరే గురు చరణం దుస్తర భవ సాగర తరణం మానస భజరే గురు చరణం దుస్తర భవ సాగర తరణం
పాఠశాలను కళాశాలను ప్రారంభించితివి
పాఠశాలలు కళాశాలను ప్రారంభించితివి
లౌకిక విద్యను ఆధ్యాత్మికమును ఏకము చేసితివి
లౌకిక విద్యను ఆధ్యాత్మికమును ఏకము చేసితివి
గురు బ్రహ్మ నీవే పరం జ్యోతి నీవే
గురు బ్రహ్మ నీవే పరం జ్యోతి నీవే
అంతే వాసుల పార కృపతో చింతను చేర్చి ఉపదేశించి చేరువ చేసేదవు
శీల సంపద ప్రాముఖ్యమును బాల బాలికలు కెరిగించి
శీల సంపద ప్రాముఖ్యమును బాల బాలికలు కెరిగించి
సకల జగతికి ఆదర్శముగా సంచరించుమని తెలిపెదవు
సకల జగతికి ఆదర్శముగా సంచరించుమని తెలిపెదవు
ధర్మమును ప్రబోధించుటే విద్యార్థుల కర్తవ్యమందు భారతీయ సంస్కృతి వైభవము ప్రకటింపమందు సత్య సాయి ప్రేమామృతము నిత్యము పంచుతుందు సత్య సాయి ప్రేమామృతము నిత్యము పంచుతుందు
నిగమా
పదార్థమును సుగమము చేసే జగద్గురువు నీవు. విద్యార్థులకే కాదు ఈ విశ్వమునకే ఆచార్యుడవు.
గురు బ్రహ్మ నీవే, పరం జ్యోతి నీవే. గురు బ్రహ్మ నీవే, పరం జ్యోతి నీవే. గురు బ్రహ్మ నీవే, పరం జ్యోతి నీవే. గురు బ్రహ్మ నీవే, పరం జ్యోతి నీవే.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
12:20 a.m. and it's a fine and pleasant day here at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. Well, the temperature right now maybe will be at about 28 degrees Celsius. Once again, dear listeners, a warm welcome and greetings from the studios of Radio Sai. This is the segment Service, Love in Action, and as always, in the segment we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love as Swami translating into service to society. Well, today, as I told you in the beginning, I'll be playing for you a few wonderful audio documentaries on Seva in India and across the world. These audio documentaries will be featuring the service activities done by Sai volunteers everywhere. So the first audio documentary will be the selfless Seva activity done by the Sai volunteers in Indonesia. So let's listen to it.
Every difficult situation and trouble that we face in life reminds us of an eternal lesson, and that is, God is our only true companion and refuge at all times. Bhagwan Baba says, quote, God is the hero while the world is a zero. So you should make friendship with that hero. It is only the eternal nature of divine love which is blemishless, selfless and pure, which can stand the test of true friendship. When you enjoy the proximity of such a friend, you will be free from fear even in the face of insurmountable difficulties. Unquote. Thousands of Indonesians had such an experience. After a strong earthquake rattled their homes and lives on the island of Java, Indonesia, on the 27th of May 2006. They called out to God to save them, and God did.
It was 5:50 a.m. on 27th May 2006, and many in the Indonesian city of Yogyakarta were peacefully asleep. 25 kilometers away in the Indian Ocean, an earthquake of 6.2 magnitude occurred 10 kilometers deep in the seabed and shook the whole of Central Java, including Yogyakarta. At least 5,700 people were killed and over 36,000 were injured. The Bantul Plain in the city suffered the highest losses. Over 3,500 people were killed here and another 15,000 were injured. Nearly 84,000 houses were destroyed completely and over 3 lakh homes were damaged.
The net outcome of nature's fury that barely lasted a few seconds was enormous. An estimated 500,000 people in the Bantul Plain were rendered homeless, all in a few seconds. The World Bank projected the financial damage at a massive $3 billion, much higher than the losses incurred in the earthquakes of Gujarat and Pakistan in 2001 and 5 respectively. Suddenly, thousands of Javanese were homeless, sitting in the midst of crumbled houses, injured families and scattered belongings. They did not know what to do. They were too shell-shocked to do anything but call out to God. And God did send His messengers to rescue them. Eleven-year-old Tita and Bantul in Central Java, Indonesia, recalls the day.
I was very sad and frightened when the earthquake struck. My home was no longer standing. I could see only planks of wood here and there. There was no food or water. My family was starving and no one was helping us. Then suddenly, I became so happy when the people sent by Sai Baba came to help us. They gave us rice, towels, biscuits, milk, soap and clothes. I felt that God had listened to my prayer. Now we are no longer alone.
Most of the survivors had suffered serious to fatal injuries. Many of them had been left handicapped, many orphaned, and most of them were starving and homeless. They needed comfort, love and solace. And immediately they wanted food, shelter and self-confidence to rebuild their lives.
Seeing their plight, hundreds of Sai devotees from Indonesia, especially from areas surrounding Java, immediately met and planned to reach out to the victims. A day after the disaster, four teams of volunteers, including senior office bearers of the Indonesian Sai organization, visited the affected areas to assess the situation and plan the service project. They first visited Dr. Sarjito Hospital in Yogyakarta and Kakra Husada Hospital in Clayton, where most of the injured had been admitted, to find out what they needed and what service to offer.
Due to the unexpected disaster, the two hospitals needed huge supplies of medicines and first aid material. The doctors and other staff were also overburdened as the number of injured was rising. So, the Satya Sai organization decided to supply medicines and also set up medical camps where devotee doctors would provide free medical aid and medicines. The Sevadals decided to work on a priority basis. They would feed the starving, give medical aid to the injured, provide shelter to the homeless, and clothes to those who had lost their belongings.
Boxes of medicines were procured and distributed to the two hospitals, including thousands of antibiotic doses, syringes, bandages, and other necessary items. They also distributed food, clothes, and stoves to the people in the affected areas. The organization donated thousands of doses of vital injections, needles, various essential medicines, and many boxes of bandages, gloves, and other medical supplies as needed by the hospital and medical teams.
On the third day, the Sai volunteers distributed emergency supplies such as tents and hundreds of items of clothing to the victims. On the fourth day, three truckloads of rice, water, clothes and other essential items were served to the victims. A team of 10 Sai youth set up temporary kitchens in various places in Java to feed the hundreds of distressed people. Within a few hours of erecting the tents, the public kitchens were operational and began feeding thousands of starved people.
In a short while, three hygienic public kitchens were set up in the areas of Klaten, Imogiri and Unung Silik in Java. These public kitchens served food to every hungry person in the areas for over 1 month. Rice, pulses and fresh vegetables were supplied to the base camp daily from the Sai Center in Yogyakarta. The Sevadals with the help of the local villagers, worked round the clock and served 3 meals to over 2,050 people every day.
Bibi, a 7-year-old girl from Bantul, the worst affected district in Java, expressed her innocent and honest feelings.
I was very scared and I cried. Our house had fallen and it was now just dust. My parents took my sister and me to the camp. I was very hungry and some people gave us milk. My mother made me drink it and I felt much better. Now I want to go back to school to play with my friends.
Setting up of stationary medical camps would not be helpful as many were seriously injured. Therefore, initially, 2 mobile medical teams of Sai volunteers went from house to house to treat the injured. Over the next few days, 6 medical teams were working in the area to treat the injured. Within 15 days, they had treated at least 1,070 affected victims in the area.
People had suffered injuries as they fled from crashing houses and buildings. Some had stamped on sharp edges, while many had been trapped under falling concrete. With so many injured, the work was endless. In the span of just a few days of the seva, nearly 9,000 kilograms of rice was distributed. The volunteers gave out stoves, boxes of towels, soaps, mosquito repellents, lanterns, cooking ware, toys and writing material for children, besides many other essential household items.
Thousands of clothes for men, women and children were distributed in an organized manner. A textile company run by a Sai devotee dispatched 10,000 pieces of clothing and 2,500 blankets for the needy. The organization gave out over hundreds of cartons of milk boxes, biscuit packets, baby food, and also beverages, including tea and coffee.
The Sai volunteers also helped to rebuild houses in many villages. They supplied construction tools and material to build 20 brick furnaces that would help to build many homes. Many sevadals also helped the villagers to rebuild their houses. As a pilot project to inspire the villagers, the Sai organization in Indonesia decided to completely build and set up 9 houses in the district of Bantul. For the rest, the organization supplied construction material and also helped to construct the houses. The guiding factor of the entire operation was to dispense Sai's boundless love in an organized and systematic manner.
The Sai devotees also gave the much needed emotional support to the traumatized. Volunteers patiently sat with the victims and listened to their accounts of personal suffering. They played with their children and also conducted programs to enthuse and encourage the affected people. They sang songs and counseled them with Swami's teachings to heal their emotional wounds and uplift their spirits. This is what 10-year-old Christian of Bantul shared.
I was very scared after the earthquake. I lost my friends and my father brought me to the refugee camp set up by the Sai organization. Here, I was reunited with my aunt, uncle and old friends. I am so happy to be with them and I can play again with my friends. I like the classes the Sai volunteers conduct, the songs they sing and the gifts they have given us.
And here is another 12-year-old Heaven from Bantul relating how God saved them that night.
I was shocked when the earthquake struck. Everybody ran helter-skelter and everything was destroyed in a split second. People shouted out of panic. On the first day, we went without food and shelter. Like us, many other families had no roof and it rained heavily that night. I prayed to God to help us. The next morning, we did not know where to go or what to eat. But then, Sai organization came and gave us some milk, noodles and also provided us with tents. Their doctors took care of our patients. We are happy because the Sai youth and devotees played games with us. They sang songs with us. They also gave us books, pencils and rubbers.
The victims of the earthquake called out to God as they realized that He was their only refuge. The Sai volunteers, as messengers of Bhagwan, responded to the call of service with a spirit of devotion and served the affected people as an offering to God, the indweller of every heart. Bhagwan had given them an opportunity, and the volunteers served Him in every form they saw in Java. In a discourse delivered in 1981, Bhagwan said, quote, "Offer service to someone in need with a full heart and experience the bliss that results. It need not be something big. It can be a small act, unnoticed by others. But it has to be done to please the God within you and in the other person." Unquote.
Trials and troubles can bring out the best in us if we see them as opportunities for self-growth. We must consider the obstacles in our life as passing clouds and use them to reaffirm our faith in God, as did the people of Java, who lost everything in a trice but gained their faith in God and the goodness of humanity in its aftermath. They loved the Lord in the truest sense and sanctified their lives by serving in the name of Sai.
Tune in to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Dear listeners, once again, a warm welcome to all of you and greetings from Prashanthi Nilayam. Well, I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is the segment Service Love in Action. And just now you heard an audio documentary which featured a wonderful service activity done by the Sai volunteers when an earthquake struck Indonesia. Well, dear listeners, many Sai devotees all around the world are inspired by Swami's teachings on service to society, that is, love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never. Service to man is service to God. And Swami's devotees take up service activities in whatever capacity they can, wherever they are. Now, when we do service, Swami wants us to add something unique and extra, which is the spiritual element. Now, this spiritual element is unconditional love. Now, isn't it amazing that the unconditional love of Bhagwan Baba compels millions of Sai volunteers across every state of India and across every country of the globe, across linguistic and geographic divide and social and cultural barriers, to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need. Now, through the selfless service activities like Grama Seva, drinking water projects, multi-speciality hospitals, educational institutions, Bhagwan Baba has almost redefined the term spirituality as social activism and responsible charity. So, be it a service activity in a remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, Sai volunteers of all background are transforming the world by coming together and serving in the name of Sai. So, dear listeners, discussing on the theme service to society, let's now listen to another audio documentary featuring the heroic service rendered by Sai devotees in two instances when they douse the flames of grief with the downpour of Sai love and grace. Well, thanks to the disaster management and emergency response teams of Sai volunteers.
The village of Levanjipuram in the Tirunelveli district of the state of Tamil Nadu is a tiny hamlet with 200 homes. Most of these units are huts with thatched roofs. On the night of January 24th, 2004, when the entire village was asleep, at around 1 a.m. in the night, suddenly, one of the huts caught fire. As the roof of the hut was mostly dried palm leaves and other inflammable material, the fire soon spread to the adjacent roof and started burning other homes. As the heat of the fire grew, Muhammad Ibrahim, the owner of the hut, woke up with a start. He was terrified when he saw the scene in front of his eyes. Not only was his own hut and the family inside in danger, but the menacing flames of the fire had acquired such huge proportions that they threatened to burn down the entire row of houses and soon the entire village. Petrified and unable to control the flames on his own, he started shouting for help.
Luckily for Muhammad Ibrahim, his cries were heard by four young men, Jaipal, Velmurugan, Rajadurai and Perumal, all of whom are Sai Sevadal volunteers who were trained in emergency response. Realizing the gravity of the situation, these four young Sai volunteers immediately swung into action. Thinking on their feet, they quickly pulled down the thatched roof of the burning house with fire hooks. This prevented the fire from spreading further, even though it devoured the roof completely.
Once the fire was under control, the four Sai Sevadal volunteers focused on saving the family trapped inside the still burning hut. With no thought of their own safety, they moved into the hut and were able to rescue not only the family but also their meager belongings. A relieved Ibrahim hugged his saviors and thanked them profusely for their absolutely selfless and timely help. The village panchayat also heaped praise on these brave men.
But the heroes of our story thanked their personal hero and role model, Bhagwan Baba, who had enabled them to be of service to the village. Since they were Sai Seva workers, they knew the importance of loving service and were grateful to Baba for giving them a chance to help someone. Baba says, quote, "Service is the highest spiritual discipline. Prayer and meditation or knowledge of scripture and Vedanta cannot help you reach the goal as quickly as service can. Service has a double effect. It extinguishes the ego and gives bliss." Unquote. The four Sai Seva volunteers had imbibed this lesson very well.
Furthermore, they had acquired the courage and the skills to face dangerous situations as part of the nationwide disaster management training provided by the Satya Sai Seva organizations. The aim of this program is to create vibrant, fully trained, well-motivated and equipped teams of Sai youth members in each district of India. These teams are programmed to move into any disaster-affected zone within 24 hours and render selfless service to the needy. This helps to mitigate the effect of such disasters in terms of human suffering. The four Sai Sevadal volunteers who helped Ibrahim felt blessed that they had received this training through their Sai Center and were prepared for emergency response in this critical situation. They also realized why it is so important for other young Sevadal members to also enroll for this training.
Barely a month after the mishap at Levanjipuram in rural Tamil Nadu, another fire tragedy struck the city of Nandyal in the state of Andhra Pradesh. On the 25th of February 2004, a colony of very poor people caught fire. Within minutes, all the 139 homes were gutted. Even before anyone could react, the entire colony was razed to the ground by the devastating fire. Overnight, 200 families were rendered homeless. Everything they owned was reduced to ashes. The only possessions they were left with were the clothes they were wearing. As if the grief and shock of losing all their belongings was not enough, they were deeply worried about their future too, because there was no way they could build their houses again. They had no idea where they would stay, who would give them shelter. They wondered whom to approach for help and if anybody at all would be willing to help them out of this terrible predicament.
The plight of the people of Nandyal was reported in the newspapers. Most people read about it, sympathized, and probably forgot about it. Most people, but not all. A few students of Bhagwan Baba's college in Prashanti Nilayam came to know of the tragedy that had struck these poor people, and they decided to do something about it. These students immediately swung into action. They contacted the local Satya Sai Samiti near Nandyal, and the very next day they completed a survey of the extent of the damage. After this exercise, they realized that the situation was so bad that immediate temporary relief had to be provided.
And so they decided to build temporary huts for each of the 250 families. In addition, they began to arrange for clothes, utensils, food, blankets and medicines for them. Although they had no idea how they would accomplish this with their own limited finances, the desire to help was so strong that they just knew that they had to do something. Their idea was to support the needy till they could start earning again and can take care of their needs by themselves. When their friends and families got to know of this noble plan, they too chipped in with all kinds of help, and soon, with Baba's grace, all the necessary things were procured and distributed to the helpless people.
While all these activities were being done, a letter was sent to Baba informing him of their plan of action to construct 250 huts, and the kind Lord responded by giving them not only his blessings but also sending food and blankets for the victims.
Armed with the Lord's blessings, 6 students of Swami's institute and 32 Satya Sai Sevadal volunteers returned from Puttaparthi and rushed to Nandyal. They were received and housed by the members of the local Sai Center, who were themselves keen to participate in this act of service. The next morning, they began the Herculean task of erecting around 250 huts. They went about their work tirelessly, and remarkably, by the evening, the village, which had been turned into a horrifying sight by the fire, had become a totally different place. All the temporary sheds were ready to everyone's great joy, and they were immediately allocated to the homeless families. Later, after the families had settled down in their huts, the group of Sai students and the Sevadal volunteers went to each hut and offered them rice, clothes, utensils, blankets, and also Swami's photograph and vibhuti.
Interestingly, one woman who received a photograph of Swami looked at it rather curiously and said, quote, "This man had come here last night. He actually raised his hands as if to bless, and then walked away. Unquote. Everyone was thrilled listening to her experience, though the Sai students were not really too surprised, for they knew their Swami was with them always and everywhere. And this was just a confirmation of their faith. They were very well aware that it was Baba who had doused the fires of grief of this unfortunate group of people. They knew that it was the shower of Baba's grace that had worked through them, doing their bit in rehabilitating the lives of the 250 plus families, was for them a God-sent opportunity, and they were just happy to be chosen instruments who were able to serve in the name of Sai.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday
Live. Stay tuned. 11:50 a.m., dear listeners, and it's a fine and pleasant day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. Well, the temperature right now may be about 29 degrees Celsius. Once again, a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. This is a segment, Service Love in Action. And just now you heard an audio documentary which featured the heroic service rendered by Sai devotees in two instances when they doused the flames of grief and the downpour of Sai love and grace. And thanks to the disaster management and emergency response teams of Sai volunteers. Well, dear listeners, in this segment, as you all may be aware, we talk about Swami's activities and the activities done by Sai volunteers throughout India and across the globe. Well, talking about service, I am reminded of an episode from the epic Ramayana, which featured the service rendered by Hanuman. Well, this instance happened just after the coronation of Lord Rama. In fact, this happened when Lord Rama had defeated Ravana in Lanka and he had come back to Ayodhya and he was coronated as the king. Now after this, Sita and the three brothers decided amongst themselves that they will make a long list of the various service activities that has to be done to Lord Rama from dawn till dusk. And they made an exhaustive list of the minutest service details that has to be done. And they thought that they will exclude Hanuman from this, because they thought that Hanuman has already got a lot of opportunities of seva, and they wanted to exclude Hanuman. So they prepared a long list and they showed it to Lord Rama. Lord Rama went over the list and he approved the list with a smile. Well, there was a mischievous smile in that. And he told Hanuman that, Hanuman, they have made a list of the different activities that they want to have from dawn till dusk, and they have excluded you. Well, Hanuman was dejected when he heard this, and he prayed to Rama that he wanted Lord Rama to tell what all the activities were. And so Lord Rama told Hanuman the different activities and the assignees who were assigned for the activities. Then Hanuman found out that one particular activity was not assigned, and that was snapping one's finger when one yawns. That is, the activity of snapping one's finger when Lord Rama yawned was not assigned to anyone. So Hanuman said, "See Rama, you are the king. So when you yawn, you should not snap your fingers. There should be a servant who should snap." So Hanuman prayed for this opportunity, and Rama, Lord Rama, granted the opportunity. Now you see, dear listeners, this piece of a service came as a great fortune for Hanuman. has the task entailed Hanuman's constant attendance on his master. Now, after all, how could one predict when one would yawn? So Hanuman had to be in constant presence with Lord Rama, and this came as a unique gift to Hanuman. So Hanuman's love and sincerity to be a service to his Lord had gotten him the best out of the otherwise disappointing announcement. Now you see, dear listeners, what is actually required is a good attitude to serve. When we have the attitude and the will to serve, then nothing can be an obstacle, neither money, nor age, nor any disability. So moving on in this segment, dear listeners, after narrating an episode from Hanuman, let's listen to a bhajan on Lord Hanuman. And after this bhajan, I'll be playing for you a song on Seva. And after that, again, I'll play for you another audio documentary on the service rendered by Sai volunteers in an occasion.
Manojavam, Maruta Tulyavegam, Jitendriyam, Buddhi Matamarishtam, Vatatmajam, Vanayutamukhyam, Shri Ramadutam, Sharanam Prapatye, Shri Ramadutam, Sharanam Prapatye, Shri Ramadutam, Sharanam Prapatye.
वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा
वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा
वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा
वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा
अति बलवंता हनुमंता अति बलवंता हनुमंता
अति बलवंता
केसरी नंदन अंजनी पुत्रा
केसरी नंदन अंजनी पुत्रा
केसरी नंदन अंजनी पुत्रा
केसरी नंदन
जय हो जय हो पवन कुमारा
जय हो पवन कुमारा
जय हो जय हो पवन कुमारा
जय हो पवन कुमारा
जय हो जय हो पवन कुमारा जय हो जय हो पवन कुमारा
जय हो जय हो पवन कुमारा
वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा
वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा
अति बलवंता हनुमंता केसरी नंदन अंजनी पुत्रा
केसरी नंदन अंजनी पुत्रा
जय हो पवन कुमारा जय हो पवन कुमारा जय हो पवन कुमारा जय हो पवन कुमारा जय हो पवन कुमारा
Narvira.
to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Salam, dear listeners, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that beautiful Hindi song, Seva Me Guzare Har Pal Hamara Girte Huon Ke Bane Hum Sahara. Well, what it means is, let every moment of our life be spent in service to society. Well, dear listeners, the time right now in our studio is 5 minutes past 12 noon, and it's a pleasant day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. The temperature right now will be about 29 or 30 degrees Celsius. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, dear listeners, what we should have, as I said earlier in the segment, is the attitude and willingness to serve. And Sai devotees always look forward for this opportunity and the chance of service, and whenever they get a chance, they just grab it. Now, as we go on in this segment, I'll be playing for you another audio documentary. And this audio documentary features the heroic service rendered by Sai youth of Orissa when a super fast passenger train derailed in the dark of the night in the vicinity of their Sai center. As the passengers of the Coromandel Express boarded the train on February 13th, 2009, little did they know that their pleasurable journey will soon turn into a nightmare.
Running for thousands of miles, the superfast train Coromandel Express connects two major metros of India, Kolkata in the east and Chennai in the south. On that fateful day in February 2009, the Coromandel Express departed from Howrah station in Kolkata at 2:50 p.m. and proceeded at its normal pace of 70 kilometers an hour. By the time the sun went down, the train had crossed the state of West Bengal and was halfway into Orissa.
It was 7:45 p.m. Traveling at high speed by now, the train was about 100 kilometers away from Bhubaneswar, the capital of Orissa. Most of the passengers were either relaxing or enjoying their meals. And then, the speeding train screeched to an abrupt halt. The passengers were shattered. Before they knew what was happening, several carriages overturned. It was a full-speed derailment, the worst accident that could happen on a rail journey. The mayhem and panic that ensued was paralyzing. Screams and groans from every corner, pathetic pleas from the severely injured, agonized shrieks from terrified children, plaintive cries from people for their near and dear ones. The scene was simply heartrending. To make matters worse, the lights went out. The whole area was enveloped in a thick blanket of darkness. Mr. Sabuj Biswas was among the passengers. He was on his visit to Puttaparthi for Bhagwan Baba's darshan. He recalled that moment.
Bahut rone ki awaaz aa rahi thi.
Everyone was wailing in pain and agony. A few ladies in the coach number S6 were severely injured. It was completely dark. Using my cell phone light, I somehow managed to get out of the train through the door. I was actually very scared. All I could hear was people shouting and crying.
Mr. Biswas could not miss the compassion of God even in this tragic moment.
Mera actual reservation tha S4 mein. To main S4 se
I had my berth reserved in coach number S4 of the train. And at the time of the accident, I was heading towards the pantry car to buy some food. After crossing coach number S5, I had barely entered coach number S6. when there was this enormously huge jolt, as if the train, which was running at full speed, had just hit a wall. There was a loud screech of brakes, and the next moment everything was in complete turmoil. All the 16 bogies of the train had derailed. Coach number S4, where I had my seat, and coach number S5, which I had just left, were completely upside down. But coach number S6, which I had just entered, stayed upright. It was found later that a wheel of that coach had become loose on impact, and that is why it had not overturned. That may be the technical explanation, but for me, it was the grace of Baba which saved me. What is also interesting is that the derailed train had finally come to rest just 50 meters from the Sai center of the area. It was the Jajpur Road in the state of Orissa in East India. And it was no mere chance that all the Sai devotees had gathered in the center that night to conduct their weekly bhajans. The moment the news of this tragedy reached them, they instantly organized themselves into groups of 60 each and rushed to the spot. Their sole goal was to save as many lives as possible, bring aid to the injured, and solace to the terrified and the grieving. These angels of Sai did a marvelous job.
In fact, the Sai devotees were the first rescuers to arrive at the scene of the accident. And when they started their work, the only source of light was their own mobile phones. What came to their rescue was their training in disaster relief and management. With a strong heart, they immediately started bringing out the injured from the coaches and desperately tried to save as many lives as they could. This definitely helped to reduce the number of casualties. Mr. Dhirendra Kumar Sahu, the Sai Youth Coordinator of that region who led this initiative, recounted those tense moments.
Moments after the crash, one of our members called me. We immediately alerted the district collector and the nearby hospital and gathered a few doctors and rushed to the accident site. I cannot even begin to describe the wails and screams we heard on reaching there. It was pitch dark. 60 of us had reached within minutes, but we did not know where to start. We split into groups and started rescuing the injured passengers.
While a group of Sai workers were busy at the accident site, there were others who had converted the Sai temple into the official location for emergency first aid. Here, all the patients were provided immediate medical help and the most severely injured were transported to a local hospital. Besides physical and medical help, the Sai workers provided much needed emotional support to hundreds of distressed passengers. In fact, unhesitatingly, they jeopardized their own safety to rescue the injured from precariously tilted coaches.
What made the situation even more difficult was the biting cold weather outside, which only worsened the pain of the injuries. The Sai volunteers quickly procured blankets, and this was followed by the distribution of biscuit packets and hot drinks. Also, in an amazing show of efficiency and concern, they organized 3 full hot meals over the next 12 hours for over 1,000 people. All this did require tremendous effort, but for them, it was their way of expressing their devotion to Baba. Mr. Sabuj Vishwas, a survivor from the accident, recalled the service done by the Sai workers.
I was very soon taken to the Sai center, and there I found Sai volunteers rendering whatever help they could. They were giving first aid to the injured and transporting the severely wounded to a hospital. In fact, they offered wholehearted support to the patients. They were truly God sent, as they indeed were the first to come to our help. They even made arrangements for our dinner. They started giving out pouches of water and black tea to all of us. The children were given biscuits. They even brought us medicines that we desperately needed. When we saw such loving people offering help so selflessly, it greatly boosted our morale.
As all this was going on inside the Sai Center, the other Sai workers were busy not only rescuing more passengers, but also collecting their displaced luggage and protecting it from theft and misuse. They handed over everything to the local police for safe custody. And because of this, even 2 days after the incident, many passengers could find all their belongings intact in the office of the railway police. The moment the Sai workers took the patients to the nearest hospital, the officials there admitted the injured without a question or a second of delay. Normally, in a situation where the injury is caused by an accident, the hospitals do not treat the patient till the police arrive. However, this was not the case here, because the staff of the hospital had great admiration and trust in the Sai volunteers. These inspired youngsters had actually been visiting the hospital every Sunday, as early as 6 in the morning, for many months, to clean the premises and enliven the spirits of the patients by offering them physical and emotional help. What they did that fateful night was an extension of this regular service. What really touched the traumatic passengers was the spontaneous love of the Sai devotees. Mr. Dhirendra Sahu recalled that scene.
In the immediate hours after the accident, all the passengers were dazed. They were in a state of shock. Our Sai sisters sat by the side of each passenger and spoke to them lovingly, like they were their own family members. They gave their cell phones to them so that they could talk to their near and dear ones. This really helped to infuse a lot of courage into the mind of these distressed people and gave them confidence to face the situation with fortitude. The Sai sisters worked till late in the night with great love. People still tell me how they fondly recall the love and sensitivity of our Sai sisters.
All these timely and efficient initiatives of the Sai volunteers inspired many others in the village to join the service. This only added to the number of Sai volunteers. The local government authorities also became active. They brought lanterns, more blankets, biscuits, and so on. The Sai Center, however, remained the central coordinating point for the entire rescue operation. In fact, the Sai volunteer service extended even to helping the distressed passengers complete their journey. Mr. Bishwas shared his own story.
Next day, Prasanti Express, Visakhapatnam to Puttaparthi. So, how do I go? Jajpur is very far.
I realized I needed to catch the Prasanti Express next day from Visakhapatnam to reach Puttaparthi. But my biggest worry was to get there in time. It was a long way from Jajpur, the site of the accident. The Sai workers, however, were very kind. They arranged a van for me to reach Bhubaneswar, from where the Prasanti Express begins. Like me, there were 12 other people who wanted to come to Prasanti Nilayam, and they were all helped by the Sai volunteers to catch their trains.
Many passengers were moved by the intense interest displayed by the Sai workers to reach out and help. And they expressed this through emails and letters after they reached their destinations safely. One such letter was from Mr. P.M. Gunasilan from Chennai. This is what he wrote to the convener of the Sai Center of Jajpur.
Respected sir, after finishing my work in Kolkata, I started on my journey to my hometown by the Coromandel Express on that fateful day. At about 7:45 p.m., the accident occurred, and I was sure that those of us who had survived the accident would die due to lack of timely rescue. I and my co-passengers felt completely lost in that entirely new place during that terrible night. We did not even know the local language to be able to ask for help. We felt like we were in a dense forest without any directions. At that time, you and the other Sai Baba devotees took care of us. Not only this, you provided food, shelter, and essential medical care to those of us who were affected. We did not feel that we were amidst strangers. We felt as if we were with our own brothers and sisters. Your concern and care made us feel better to such an extent that we forgot our painful wounds. I admire the seva you people did and will never be able to forget it. When you took us to your place, I was almost spellbound to see the two Sai Baba photos there. At that moment, I felt as if something inside my soul was fulfilled. All my worries melted away. With the kindness of the great Sai Baba, we all reached Chennai safely. Even when we reached Chennai Central, the Sri Satya Sai Seva Samiti devotees came to help us. This just moved my heart.
On their part, the Sai Sevadal volunteers insist that all through the trying times, they felt the protecting hand of Bhagwan Baba guiding them. Mr. Sahu explained this.
The greatest fact about this whole service activity is that each one of us felt the divine presence. It was as if someone higher was in charge. It wasn't merely a human effort.
This is clear from the site of the accident. If it had happened even 100 meters further down the route, there would certainly have been a lot more severe casualties. This is because after a few meters, the rails climb high and the surrounding area becomes quite low. If the accident had occurred there, the train would probably have somersaulted, killing hundreds instantly. Besides, it would have taken the Sai devotees longer to reach there and help out. The accident providentially happened near the Sai center and at a time when many devotees were there in the center. This ensured that initial help efforts could be coordinated immediately.
The selfless service provided by the Sai organization has surely helped in bringing solace and joy to hundreds. But how has it helped the volunteers themselves? Mr. Sahu, the youth coordinator, reflected his team's feelings.
To undertake a service project as a personal activity and do the same thing under the banner of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations are two very different experiences. When I go to a hospital alone, people there might suspect my intentions or I may even develop an ego about the work I do. This may create problems. On the other hand, when we do the work as an activity of the Sai organization, there is no I there. It is we. Instead of being treated with suspicion, we are welcomed. Bhagwan is the divine force of this organization and He has created this to improve our lives even as we help the others. Here, we stand up as models before society. One must have the desire to contribute to society's welfare.
Quoting Baba's dictum of help ever, hurt never, he says that we need to help others so that we become worthy of Baba's grace and love.
We have to be humble to receive Bhagwan in our lives. In fact, I consider it a great blessing. Swami has given me this wonderful opportunity to demonstrate to others how treading on the path laid down by Him can change our lives completely for the better. I only pray that He never denies me this fortune of being an instrument in His hands.
It is because of such a noble attitude of these youth of that region that the Sai organization of Jajpur has become a great force of positive transformation. Plenty of other youth who were otherwise misguided are now happy to be part of this organization, and they too experience the joy of selfless service. So what exactly appeals to these youngsters about the Sai organization?
Premai Bhagwan.
It is just love. Our speciality is love.
That is Dhirendra Sahu, the youth leader.
We never distinguish between people and organizations. If I cannot take the other person as my brother in God, how can we understand each other? And unless we work in unity, how can we work for God? And if we cannot work for God, how can we love each other? As you can see, it is all beautifully related. In our organization, it is not I, it is always we. And finally, he. I think this is what attracts the younger generation to this organization.
This is how the Brotherhood of Sai is growing in this little town, hidden in one of the most underdeveloped states of India. The love of Sai has no boundaries, and the magic that it creates in transforming hearts is as heartening as it is mystifying.
All of us felt a kind of exhilaration in being able to bring succor to the poor victims of the train accident. We may not have slept a night, but the joy of participating in helping so many people is really indescribable. We are eternally grateful to Bhagwan Baba for giving this opportunity to be of use to others in their time of need. What other special blessing can we ask for?
These Sai volunteers bring true Swami's words that the joy one gets while promoting another's joy is incomparable. The dedication and devotion of these youth can only be matched by their exemplary service and their exceptional love for their Lord. For all those who think devotion and spirituality is for the retired and unemployed, this is what love for God can do to a person. Imagine how our society could be if we had such inspired souls in every little corner of this earth.
Raising the bar of volunteering to a level of worship, the band of workers that function under the Sai banner consider it their supreme privilege to be serving in the name of Sai. They therefore offer all their efforts and intentions to God without any desire for reward or recognition.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, once again a warm welcome and greetings to all of you from Prashant in Nilayam. Well, this is a segment, Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Till now you heard an audio documentary featuring the heroic service rendered by Sai youth of Orissa when a super-fast passenger train Coromandel Express derailed in the dark of the night in the vicinity of the Sai Center on February 13, 2009. I hope you all liked it. In fact, you all can send your feedback and comments on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. In fact, dear listeners, there are many more such audio documentaries on various service activities done by Sai volunteers. All you have to do is you can download it from our website, radiosai.org. The time in our studio is 12:27 p.m. and it's a pleasant afternoon here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. And it's also time for me to sign off for today. I'll be back again next Thursday. So till then, keep listening to Radio Sai and have an awesome and Sai-filled week. In a couple of minutes from now, Brother Prem and Arvind will join you for the next segment of today's Thursday Live, that is Afternoon Satsang. So I sign up for today. I place this segment, Service Live in Action, at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet, and I thank him profusely for giving me this opportunity to host this segment. So in a while from now, you will be joined by Brother Prem and Arvind for today's Afternoon Satsang. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you.